unfinished Kurama Neville scene. Written by Joas Bishmioga. Read by Opal Song. Part of the Best Defense series. Takes place in an alternate universe of A Good Offense, Chapter 6. Seriously, though, it's your power animating them, Kurama continued, sobering. And right now, they're like dogs. Really big, dumb, adoring dogs. So, how to put this? If you can figure out how to collar and leash them, you'll be fine. That got nothing but a pained half-laugh, half-whimper out of Neville. So Kurama stood, dusting himself off. Really, Neville, you're the plant master. But if you don't start acting like it, they will take advantage. Kurama stepped over a trailing vine and began rummaging through the cabinets for the sole purpose of goading Neville. It happened to me, Kurama added, lying, as he found the tea. They think you want to play. He could hear Neville having trouble breathing. Just like a dog, Kurama murmured again, meaning the plants. Where was... the kettle. And the stove had wood burning in it already. He set the water on to heat, then caught sight of an owl huddled high in the corner over the pantry. Oh, yes, the post that had started this whole mess. Kurama found leftover bacon, a very small amount, in the icebox, and enticed the owl down with it. Taking Neville's letter, he sent the poor bird out a different window, then searched out teacups, finding a couple of biscuits in the process. Power sputtered weakly behind Kurama as he took the kettle off the stove, then more firmly. As Kurama set the tea to steep, he felt the power flare properly and catch hold. Bravo, he murmured, turning to see. The plants lay quiescent over the floor, almost worshipfully still. Neville lay next to them, panting, his face wet with reactionary tears that Kurama pretended didn't exist. He stepped over and knelt, brushing Neville's hair from his eyes. I knew you could do it, he murmured. Better? Neville nodded once, still curled up defensively. Then let's get up. I made tea, Kurama said, tugging gently at the boy. Neville jerked away, face going even more red. Kurama blinked. What? Neville hadn't flinched away since that first day, when he only knew Kurama as a Slytherin. Kurama, Neville said, voice hoarse. Would you please give me a minute? A minute for what? Kurama asked. Neville's breathing was evening out fine. Surely the floor's uncomfortable. Please. Kurama had heard that word. That tone, far too often to mistake it. So, that was it, was it? Since Neville wasn't looking at him, Kurama allowed himself to smile wickedly and leaned down. Neville, he whispered into the boy's ear, do you have a hard-on? Neville sucked in a sharp breath. Kurama barely managed not to chuckle, but his amusement rang clear. I'll take that as a yes. No reaction. Neville was paralyzed, and still not facing Kurama. Kurama would have to change that. Still not snickering, he leaned even closer, until his lips nearly brushed Neville's ear. Would you like some help with it? Neville's eyes flew open. What? He managed to yelp. I said, would you like some help with it? Kurama repeated, straightening to meet Neville's gaze. The move just happened to have him setting his arm down on the other side of the boy for balance. No, no advantage here. Practically hugging Neville and about 2 centimeters from pinning him down.
I...
Neville stuttered. Oh, that wasn't a no. Kurama tilted Neville's head up, keeping a small, reassuring smile on his face, and waited. For a long moment, Neville stared, frozen. Then he clenched a fist on Kurama's shirt sleeve, eyes glinting with that damn stubbornness that had driven Kurama up the wall and kept him out of the house these past 10 days, and pulled. Kurama grinned, permission, and bent down to cover Neville's mouth with his own. Neville seemed to come to life in Kurama's arms, uncurling and surging up to bury shaking hands in Kurama's hair. Kurama wavered, caught off guard for a split second, before catching at Neville and pressing the advantage. He looked playfully at Neville's closed mouth, making Neville's eyes fly wide. Kurama cupped a hand behind Neville's head. Okay? He asked softly. Neville nodded, visibly trying to hide nervousness. And Kurama smiled. Good. He brushed his lips over Neville's once more, then tugged Neville's chin up and began mouthing softly along Neville's jaw.
What? Kurama?
Shh. Kurama flicked open the top 2 buttons of Neville's shirt as he licked down Neville's neck. Couldn't play here. It'd leave visible marks. Then a third, and spread the shirt open. Free access to the collarbone. And he bit at it gently. Neville squeaked. I like that, Kurama murmured, glancing up at Neville's red face. Do it again? And he licked lower.
What?
Neville gasped as Kurama bit again. That, Kurama answered, amused. A 4th button, then a 5th, gave under Kurama's fingers, and the shirt fell open. Kurama brushed it aside, 1 hand sliding up Neville's bare back under the shirt. The other hand tugged at Neville's knee and pulled him to straddle Kurama's lap.
Kurama!
Neville stared at him in open shock. Easier to work this way, Kurama said simply, before pressing Neville closer. He returned to placing open-mouthed kisses over Neville's chest and pretended not to notice the bulge pressing against his stomach. When Kurama finally latched onto a pale pink nipple, Neville's head fell back, and he moaned, soft and low. Kurama smirked, lashing at it with his tongue, as he drew his hand up slowly from Neville's knee. The thigh under his palm was firm through the fabric of Neville's trousers, toned and trembling. 5 years of 7 flights of stairs. Must leave an offering for Godric Gryffindor someday. Kurama thought. Carefully not groping Neville's ass. He probably wasn't quite ready for that. Deft fingers made short work of Neville's belt and fly. Neville shuddered at the faint, deliberate brush of Kurama's knuckle against his briefs, clutching at Kurama's shoulders. Still okay? Kurama asked, the question half muffled against Neville's chest, his finger carefully motionless against the bulge in Neville's underwear. Had he heard Kurama's question? Neville, want to keep going? Neville whimpered.
Please.
It was either an answer or a mindless plea. Either way, it was a yes. Kurama pushed Neville up to a more balanced position, his nose against Neville's stomach, and trailed his hands from mid-back and groin to the waistband of Neville's trousers. Easing them and the underpants gently down, he freed Neville's erection. Damn. It was a shame he'd probably never get away with using his mouth on it. Kurama stifled a sigh. Licking the palm of 1 hand and pulling on Neville's bare hip with the other, he settled the boy back to sitting on his thighs. He rubbed his thumb in gentle circles over Neville's hip bone, waiting for Neville to open his eyes. After a long moment, Neville did, and drew in an uneven breath.
Kurama?
Kurama smiled and brushed his fingers along Neville's jaw.
Kiss?
Neville bent obediently, pressing an open-mouthed kiss to Kurama's lips.
Good learner.
Kurama dropped his slickened hand, fingers circling around Neville's erection. Neville gasped, inadvertently sucking at Kurama's lip, and Kurama let him, beginning to pump.
Okay.
Kurama slid his hand up from Neville's hip, the one on Neville's cock pumping slowly, and rubbed soothingly along his spine.
Anything you like.
Neville's breath hitched as Kurama licked at the hollow between Neville's collarbones.
Can I touch you?
Me? Kurama echoed. This was unexpected, but...
Of course.
He slowed his strokes further as Neville fumbled with the frog buttons of Kurama's tunic. They opened, one by one, until Neville could push it open and off Kurama's shoulders. Kurama lay back under Neville's unskilled ministrations, allowing him easier access to Kurama's skin and the drawstring of his trousers. Neville bit his lip, gaze skittering over the bulge under the knotted string.
Touch where you, like,
Kurama said, shifting so his wrist rubbed over his own hardness as he pulled at Neville's. Hesitantly, clumsily, Neville's hands unclenched from Kurama's tunic, sliding over the planes of his torso. The pad of his finger, rough from wand use, caught on Kurama's nipple. Kurama hummed, squeezing encouragingly. Bolder, Kurama's hands began to roam more freely over Kurama's bared chest, then lower. A finger traced a cautious line, slightly off from vertical, down towards Kurama's navel.
You have a scar, Neville murmured, watching his own hand play over the thin line.
I have a lot of them, Kurama replied softly. That's just the one I keep.
Why?
Kurama knew he meant how, as well, but he didn't want to explain about Hiei and Ghost Slayer.
Old magic.
Neville's eyes flicked back up to Kurama's and away, his hands going still. Kurama slid a hand over Neville's hip, rubbing gently, as he added quietly,
Friendship. Sacrifice. I'm not sure I could get rid of it if I tried.
Neville bit his lip, then, abruptly, bent and pressed his mouth to the old scar. Kurama bucked, throwing his head back as sparks shot through his belly.
Do that again, he gasped.
The end. If you enjoyed this story, please leave feedback for both myself and for the author. You can find this story at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong, and from there you can find a link to the author's post. Thanks for listening!